This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The month of December brings the winter solstice to our hemisphere, a time of the year with the least amount of daylight. Interestingly, we humans love lighting our way through this month with holiday decorations. This morning, Tanya Pendleton leads off this week's list of things to do with something bright and festive. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Since it's holiday time, there are several events lighting the way. And though the air might be a little crisper, that doesn't mean you can't enjoy being outdoors.
I love the sound of this.
Well, lights are a big part of the holiday season, and there are several displays to choose from in the area. Winter on Broad Street is happening at the Wells Fargo Center through January 2nd, with 193 walk-through light displays. And if you want to take a family road trip, you can head out to Cozier's Christmas Village in Burnville, Pennsylvania. That's been around since 1948. Now, it's an 8-acre attraction, but, you know, it started out as one guy who just wanted to put some holiday lights up on the family home. I think he's someone another pretty famous family in the area can relate to.
Oh, who is that?
The Westchester Griswolds. Their light display has returned for the holidays, and I must tell you, it's pretty magnificent.
Oh, yes, the family that decorates their home based on the family in the National Lampoon movies.
Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no!
Can you imagine their electric bill? Have you seen their display?
I have. Now, the house is on a pretty dark road, so if you're bringing the kids, you'll just have time to park, take a quick pic, and just take a look at the beautiful light display. We'll have that address for you on our website, whyy.org/things to do. They're accepting letters to Santa as well, and you can leave them right in the mailbox. But not their mailbox. They have one specially dedicated to Santa.
Okay. Let's move from lights to music. Do you have any good news on that front this week?
I do. Do you remember the saxophonist Mike Phillips?
Yeah, great sax player. And I think he played the national anthem at a NASCAR event just after the Confederate flag was banned at NASCAR events.
That's right. And he's played with Jill Scott, Michael Jackson, and my guy, Prince, as well. He's going to perform via live stream from City Winery Atlanta on Saturday, December 5th at 8 p.m. Now, he's not from Philly, but he's worked with so many local artists, it does feel like he's an adopted son. And there's more music this week. The Philadelphia Orchestra's Our City, Your Orchestra concert series is streaming their latest small ensemble concert. These happen on Mondays on the opera's official website and on their Facebook page at 7 p.m. The intimate performances were all filmed at either Black-owned businesses in the city or cultural places of interest around the area. Here's a little taste from a concert last month.
That sounds marvelous. I know it's holiday time, Tanya, but I feel the need to kind of curl up with a good book. Any suggestions?
Jennifer, not only do I have a book for you, I have an online event as well. WHYY, in conjunction with Philly's Literary Cafe, is hosting a conversation with esteemed author and scholar Michael Eric Dyson and the Y host, Annette John Hall. We love Annette around here. Dyson will discuss his latest book, A Long Time Coming, Reckoning with Race in America.
No, let's find the resources to come together. Let's overcome the nastiness, the bitterness, and the belligerence, and form a nation. How about the motto of America? E pluribus unum.
It's happening next Wednesday at 6 p.m., and you can buy a regular ticket or one that includes an autographed copy of the book. I'm going to register for a good seat for that one.
I think your good seat is going to be that beautiful sofa you own.
That's right. It's my very own VIP section. And at a virtual event, we can all have one. But for these kinds of events, you want to make sure you have a nice bookcase behind you because, you know, smart people are going to be there. So consider that. I always look at people's bookshelves in person or virtually.
Yeah, I get that. Bookshelves are very telling. Hey, Tanya, thanks for your picks this week, and I'm looking forward to checking them out.
And to find out more details, head to whyy.org/things to do. We'll have info on what's streaming this weekend, including new documentaries on Debbie Allen's version of The Nutcracker on Netflix, and an Amazon Prime doc about Johnny Cash's lesser-known first wife, Vivian Liberto. It's a really interesting story there, so you're going to want to check that out.
Very good. Thanks. We'll talk next week.
Yes, we will. Have a good weekend, Jennifer.
You too.